that it's impossible to come to any Yom Tov without learning Bnei Yisachar. Because Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, that was the name of the Bnei Yisachar, passed away in the year Tafresh Aleph, 1841. He opened up the secrets of all of the Yom Tovim, and especially Chanukah. That was his main Yom Tov that he felt connected to. But Purim, he has so much beautiful Torah on Purim. And I want to use this Torah to explain to us the concept of drinking on Purim a little bit. Because it's one of the stranger aspects of Purim, especially in light of our Gemara in Pesachim, which we haven't seen this year, but there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not particularly fond of drunk people, of people who are in a drunken state. Okay, so let's try to understand a little bit about the drinking of Purim. Let's try to understand a little bit about the role of Beis HaMikdash in our life, or the unfortunate loss of Beis HaMikdash in our life. And let's try to understand why it's so hard to daven Bizman Hazeh. I was talking to someone who is not here at the moment, but hopefully will be here soon, the other day, about the challenges of davening and how hard it is to daven. And I was agreeing that it is very hard to daven. So let's try to understand, why is it so hard to daven? Why do we get so distracted during davening? It should be such an awesome opportunity to talk to Hashem, and we sometimes find it so hard or so burdensome. We feel like we're so, you know, not connected. Okay, so let's try to understand. Seder, good. Jared, good. Sounds good. Donnie, sounds like a good plan. Leo, Yehuda, good. Okay, so let's see. We're gonna look at Ozayin again. This is the Bnei Yisachar in Maimer Dalid Yemei HaPurim. Ozayin, Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, left this world in Tafresh Aleph, 1841. I want to explain to you the pasuk Al Kain Karu LaYam HaEla Purim Al Shem HaPur. Of course, one of the great questions that we have, one of the wonders that we have, is why would the Yom Tov be named for a tzara? Why would we name a Yom Tov for something bad that happened, for the difficulty? Al Kain Karu LaYam HaEla Purim. We called the holiday Purim because of the poor, because of the lottery that Haman made with the intention of killing us. The poor, the lottery, was the threat to Sone Yisrael, is euphemistic, right? Sone Yisrael means the enemies of the Jews, but it really means the Jews. The poor was the threat to Klal Yisrael. So why would you name the holiday after the scary thing? Why would you name it after the threat? Why would you name it after Haman's weapon against us? We should name it for the celebration, like we find by so many other Jewish holidays. Okay, so he says, to answer that, and maybe we'll get to the answer, maybe not, we'll see how much time we have. But he says, first I want to try to explain, again, the very cryptic Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin. The Gemara that tells us, Chayav Adam Libisume Bipuraya. A person is obligated to become intoxicated on Purim, Adlo Yada, the famous teaching of Rava in Maseches Megillah Daf Zayin. Hine mitzvah lishtaker b'shichros b'yemei Purim. There is a mitzvah for a person to reach a state of drunkenness on Purim. Uve'emes hashichros hu mida meguna. And what's so strange about this, as the Bnei Yisachar, is that we know that drunkenness is a mida meguna. It's a very lowly thing. It's so not Jewish. It's so antithetical to a Jew who lives with a mindfulness and awareness of Hashem. So how does something which is so the opposite of an appropriate way for a Jew to act, how does it become a halacha on Purim? Chayiv. Chayiv Adam. Chayiv Inish. Libisume Bipuraya. A person's obligated to become intoxicated on Purim. It's very hard to understand. So, however, we need to learn a Gemara in Erevin. It's at the bottom of Samach Dalet Amid Beis, onto the top of Samach Hei Amid Aleph. V'nira li al pi divrei chazal b'gemara. The Gemara in Erevin. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Yecholani liftor es kol ha'olam kulo min adin miyom shachar beis hamikdash. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, if I was called to court, I would be able to defend the Jewish people from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until today. Yecholani liftor es kol ha'olam kulo min adin. I could negotiate with Hashem and to convince Hashem that you're innocent of every avera that you ever did. Again, look at the words. Yecholani liftor es kol ha'olam kulo min adin. I could exempt the entire world from judgment time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until today. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, and this is going to be the centerpiece of what we're trying to explain here, Ushachures v'lo miyayin. We're drunk, but not from wine. Loss of the Beis HaMikdash somehow gives us the status of drunkards. Without a Beis HaMikdash, we can't think straight. We can't be properly connected to Hashem without a Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi says about a Jew in Galus, a Jew who's lost that direct connection to Hashem that we spoke about the other week, right? How the Beis HaMikdash serves as that neck, that bridge, to be able to connect ourselves to Hashem. So the Navi says, when you don't have that, Lachain Shimina Zos Aniya, listen to the whole Pasuk, I'm reading it from the Tanakh. Listen up, right? Aniya, afflicted one, impoverished one, broken one. Ushachuras v'lo miyayin. Ushachuras v'lo miyayin. Afflicted one who is drunk, but not from wine. And the Navi goes on to say how dazed and confused the Jewish people are in a state of galus. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I could argue that what? That any mistake that we ever made since the time of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we're like drunkards, and we shouldn't be held accountable for our actions. Right? It happened when we were drunk. First of all, is that how real life works? Oh, I was drunk. It wasn't my fault. Is that really how it works? Is that going to hold up in a court of law? Right, well, what does that mean? So the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara says, Meisivei. The Gemara challenges with the following halachic statement. A brisa says, Mikacho shel shikor, mikach v'chulu. Mikacho, the acquisitions of a drunkard, mikach, is in fact an acquisition. You know what the v'chulu is? Continues, says the Gemara. The sale of a drunkard is a sale. The sale is a legitimate sale. A purchase is a legitimate purchase. You can't talk your way out of it after the fact and say, "Oh, I didn't realize I wasn't in a fully clear state of mind." No, the sale is a sale. The purchase is a purchase. So what does it mean when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "I could exempt everyone from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. I could pater the whole world." A drunkard is still held accountable for his actions. Says the Gemara, Ella shepater min ha-tfila. Shepater min ha-tfila. I could exempt the Jewish people from prayer. I could explain why we spaced out during davening. It's because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and therefore we're like drunkards. And a drunk person actually is pater from davening. The sale of a drunkard, says the Gemara, is a legitimate sale. The purchase of a drunkard is still a legitimate purchase. The Gemara then goes on to discuss maybe different levels of drunkenness. Shichruso shalot. Am I so drunk to the point I'm totally out of it? Okay. But when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said I could pater the world min hadin from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he means that because we're in a drunken state without a Beis HaMikdash, we're exempt from davening, like a drunk person who's pater from davening. V'hine Rav Sheshes stomach amar, says the Bnei Yisrael. Hold on a second. It's nice, you know, this is one of these Gemaras, like, it says one thing, and then we rework it. No, it's not really what we meant. Why did Rav Sheshes, when he first quoted this statement of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, why did he say stam? Yecholani liftor et kol ha'olam kulo min adin. He didn't say I could exempt people from davening. He said I could exempt people from any type of midas adin. I could use our drunkenness without a Beis HaMikdash as an excuse for anything and everything. Rav Sheshes stama ka'amar. Rav Sheshes said stam. He didn't qualify his statement. Mashma min kol hadin. It sounds like Rav Sheshes said that the drunkenness of the Jewish people without a Beis HaMikdash should be an exemption from anything and everything. V'gam ha-shas lo ka'amar ella. And even when the Gemara retracts, the Gemara is trying to figure out how to make it work, right? Yicholani liftor midin tefila. But the Gemara doesn't say Ella. What does he mean by that? Sometimes the Gemara starts off saying one thing and then it says, no, Ella, rather. What it really meant was this. So here the Gemara doesn't fully retract the original statement. The Gemara clarifies the statement, but it doesn't say rather. It doesn't say that we were wrong in the way we originally understood the statement. It fine-tunes the statement without a full retraction. In other words, on a certain level, says the Bnei Yisachar, the original statement holds. Yecholani liftor es kol ha'ulam kulam en adin miyom shachar beis hamikdash. That without a beis hamikdash, not only are we putter from tefillah, because we're like drunkards, we're not actually drunk, but we're shechuras v'lo miyayin, we're drunk without wine, right? But in a certain sense, what? In a certain sense, we're putter from everything. We're exempted from everything. Well, how does that work? Why should that work? How does that make sense? So he explains, v'hevi harav ha'gadol, morenu chida, zecher tzadik levracha l'chai olam haba. Who's the chida? The chida was the great Svardi Chacham who lived in the 1700s, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He wrote many, many, many svarim, tens of svarim. I think he wrote over 100 svarim. One of his svarim, he wrote in every area of Torah. One of his svarim is a little collection of teachings called Devash Lufi. I have it upstairs. It's beautiful. Just little interesting comments on different topics, arranged alphabetically. So the Chida, the Devash Lufi, in his Sefer Devash Lufi, he brings in the name of Hagon, Maharan HaKohen, B'Shem HaGni to be familiar with, also in Maseches Erevin. De Galios Va'anios Ma'aviren Es Ha'odam Al Das Kono. Galus and poverty cause a person to become what? Distant from the mindfulness, the awareness of his Creator. Galus is hard. Quarantine is hard. I spoke to an old friend, an old Talmud of from back in the day, who's in KBY now. I taught him when he was in high school. I spoke to this young man yesterday, great guy, and he was telling me. He said, "Rebbe, he said I have the most bidud out of anyone in KBY. I've been in bidud for over 50 days, which is kind of the way it worked out when we first got to Eretz Yisrael. We had to quarantine, and then my chavrusa tested positive. And he said, like, out of the entire yeshiva, I've had the most isolation out of anyone." And we were talking about how hard that is. Galus is a state of what? Is a state of not being where you want to be. He was saying, like, I can't get to the base medrash. I haven't had like any normal, streak of being able to learn. Right? And he was saying it's hard. The Gemara says, Galus and Anios Mavirinesa Adam al Das Kono. When a person's in a state of galus, when a person feels disconnected, exiled, a person's impoverished and constantly worrying about their financial means, so it causes a person to feel far from Hashem. Mavirinasa Adam al Das Kono. And the Gemara says, "My nafkamina." What's the nafkamina? What's the point of this? Lemiboi rachame. In order to what? In order lemiboi rachame, we should daven. He needs rachmanis, right? We need tefillah, right? He needs tefillah. We should daven. Im kein peturin ha'aniyim min ha'onesh bedin. So, if so, a person who's an ani also is without das, right? Like a drunkard, he's lacking das. And therefore an ani, if a person rebels against Hashem in an impoverished state, he's also should be potter min adin. Dehare b'teva dikduke anias ma'avir al das kono. Right? One would think that a person who's impoverished, He's adaloyada, right? He's going through a difficulty. He's in a hard time. So therefore, if something happens, if he rebels against Hashem, maybe we should give him a pass. Rakshachayavin adalo boi rachame. But we say, no, you should have davened. You could have davened. You should have davened, right? My nafkamina. What's the point of telling me that a person who's impoverished feels distant from Hashem? Because he should have tried to get back to Hashem. How do I get back to Hashem? Talk to Hashem. Don't shut down. The opposite of what we sometimes do, right? When we feel far from Hashem, so we don't want to daven. The Gemara is telling us, no, when you feel far from Hashem, talk to Hashem. Talk to Hashem. Say, Hashem, I'm upset. I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling disconnected. Talk it out with Hashem. If you're feeling far from Hashem, right? So don't run away. Don't run further away. That's not going to fix the relationship. Turn to Hashem. Talk to Hashem. Now, let's put these two Gemaras together. V'kevan she'anachnu nikra'im shikorim. So again, normally a person who's experienced some type of existential crisis, a person who's going through a financial worries and feels that, it's causing them to question God. So don't turn away from Hashem, turn towards Hashem. But since we're considered shikorim, since we're considered drunk, she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, and a shikur is potter men atfila, a person who's drunk is potter from davening, Imkein shuv ein kam shum dinu mishpat. So then, a person in our situation who doesn't have a base of mikdash is memela either way exempt from davening, right? Because in a certain sense, what should a person do when they're going through difficulties? Daven. Ah, but we can't daven. Because without a base of mikdash, we're like drunkards, and a drunkard is exempt from davening. So says Rav Sheshes exactly. Va'asya shapir divir Rav Sheshes. Yecholani liftor es kol ha'olam. Now keep in mind, again, we're trying to get chavra to why we drink on Purim. Why do we bring ourselves to drunkenness on Purim? But we'll get there. So says Rav Sheshes, I'm able to pater the whole world from din. What does that mean? What he's saying is, because we're so impoverished, you would think we should daven. But if you don't have a base of mikdash, then we have an even bigger excuse. We don't know how to daven. We're like drunkards without a base of mikdash. We don't even have davening as an option to defend ourselves and to get out of this lowly feeling that we're experiencing. So says the Bnei Yisachar, Lefi zeh, yitzdak ma'od, shitchil sakasov. So now let's read the whole pasuk. I read it to you a moment ago. What does the whole pasuk say in Yeshaya? Shimina zos aniyah. Listen up, hear now, O afflicted one. Right? Aniyah means what? Kev ansha'at aniyah. Hineza mavir al das kono ve'ein kandin. Right? When a person is afflicted, when a person is impoverished, so a person feels far from Hashem, and therefore what? You would think that they should be exempt. Right? Hashem, you put me in a tough situation, so if I responded negatively, well, you shouldn't have put me in such a difficult situation. Ah, but the Gemara said you need to daven. Right? You should have davened. What about davening? Says the Navi, no. Not only are aniyah, not only are we impoverished, not only am I personally going through what? A hard time. But says the Navi, ushchoyres v'lo miyayin. But I'm also drunk without wine. I don't have a base of mikdash. I can't even daven. Upater min atzvila. V'havein. And understand this well. Understand this very well. However, let's go a step further, and now we start to understand what happened with Mordechai and Esther. And again, all of this is to explain to us, Chayiv Inish Lebesume Puraya Deloyada. However, this is a very practical, this is not just a shiur to make excuses for ourselves. This is a practical understanding of the whole avoda of Purim. Listen carefully. Says Rav Yonasan Aibshitz, V'harab Morenu Rav Yonasan. The great Gaon Rav Yonasan Aibshitz, in his drushos called Yaros Dvash. Perish Gamkin. Shahayu chayavim lispalel al arichas hagalus. Really, we should have been davening. We should have been begging Hashem. The galus is dragging on. In the time of Mordechai and Esther, they should have realized Ba'isheni is getting close, but it's not here yet. They should have felt frustrated. They should have turned it into prayer. Al kein karav zman Ba'isheni v'nispatnu ridinza machvas shenidono kishikorim. Right? They should have been able to daven, but as the galus drags on, when you don't have a base of mikdash, so then a person has an excuse and says, but I can't daven, right? Meaning it's catch 22. I need the base of mikdash to daven, but I need to daven to get out of my tzaras. Ulefiza osi shapir marsha darshu b'gemara. So now we start to recognize this theme of wine throughout Megillas Esther. Now we understand what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah. V'totzi einu l'rivaya b'yamei Haman. The Gemara darshins on the pasuk v'totzi einu l'rivaya. Hashem will take us out. We were taken out l'rivaya. Rivaya could be a lashon of just redemption, right? But rivaya is also a lashon of what? Like koisi rivaya. My cup is overflowing, right? The kosel shel David HaMelech. Rivaya is a lashon of shichras. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos when it talks about why is it that when a woman is giving birth, There's more of a likelihood that she'll be punished for her averos. So the Gemara says, because when a person's in a dangerous situation, when a person's vulnerable, so it's that much more likely that something bad could happen to them. And the Gemara gives us an example, Shavke l'rivaya. Leave alone a drunkard when he stumbles, because if you pick him up, he's just going to fall down again. The Gemara uses that as an expression, Shavke l'rivaya. Leave the drunkard alone. So therefore, b'totzienu l'revaya, Hashem took us out in our drunkenness in the days of Haman. What does that mean? V'hi sha'amdu l'avoseinu b'yamim ahem. The way that we were, so to speak, able to make excuses for ourselves in the context of Purim. Why weren't we davening better? The answer is, we couldn't daven. Without a base of mikdash, we lose our ability to daven. We don't have that point of connection. Shenidono kishikorim u'peturim min hakol. Right? We're like drunkards who are exempt in a certain sense from everything. But at least daven. No, we can't even daven. So he says, not only, right, when we don't have tefillah, so in a certain sense, why does the, again, we said the Gemara didn't really retract its opening declaration. The opening statement of the Gemara was what? You could pater us from everything. Right? And then he said, no, really, a drunkard is pater from tefillah. Yeah, but tefillah is the thing that we use to solve all of our hardship. If I'm feeling the weight of Golis, if I'm feeling impoverished, everything that's going wrong in my life, all of my life's afflictions, the answer is tefillah. But if I have the status of a drunkard, then I can't even have tefillah. So now the whole thing unravels, and I'm feeling very stuck. And Chevra, so what do you do? How do you daven when you can't daven? Halotira ha-magid me'reshis achris. Shal yedei zeh ha-hoysa misas vashti, val yedei zeh bos Esther l'beis ha-melech. And we see, how did the whole thing get started on Purim? How does the whole story begin? It's at a suda of wine. The Gemara says, "Bayom Hashvi kitov lev haMelech b'yayin." It was on the seventh day when the king had his share to drink. Ha'isa hachonas ha'yeshua al yedei shichrus. How did Achashverosh get this crazy idea to call Vashti to come to the party wearing nothing other than the crown? He was drunk, but his drunkenness got Vashti killed, got Esther into position, into place in the palace to save Klal Yisrael. So Shichra's drunkenness actually got things moving for Klal Yisrael. V'hi ha'isa l'mazkeres be'eis ha'din la'atzalas Yisrael. Be'eis asher nizbaker pinkas yotza ha'din shepetur min ha'kol mitamagola shem aniyim kishe'ein be'is ha'mektash. Rak shemuchayavim l'espal al ha'davar. V'hine gam min ha'tfil la'peturim ki eis Shichra's hulanu peturim min ha'kol. V'zeo shedarshu v'totziena l'ravaya b'imei ha'mon. So therefore, again, the same way that the salvation began with Achashverosh's drunken party on the seventh day, Ketov Lev HaMelech B'yayin, and he called out Vashti, and it didn't work, and Esther took Vashti's place. So too, when a Jew is going through whatever type of gullus we're going through, right, and we're feeling terribly impoverished, and we say, but then they should daven, like the Gemara says, a person in gullus or a person impoverished should daven. Yeah, but if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then you can't even daven. And therefore, pater min hakol, we should be exempt from everything. And that's what it means. V'totzi'enu l'revaya, through revaya, right? Through alcohol, through drunkenness, literally. We were worthy of salvation, b'mei haman, in the time of haman. Now you're going to tell me, hold on a second. One of the major themes that we learned the other week on a Sunday was that what? That the Megillah teaches us the power of tefillah. And after all, didn't the Jewish people get together and daven and fast for days in order to back up Esther on her way into Achashverosh? So the answer is yes. The answer is yes, that even when we can't daven, we have to try to daven. But look how the Megillah introduces tefillah. Look how the tefillah starts in Megillah Esther. It doesn't start with regular tefillah at all, because we're exempt from tefillah. There was no tefillah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What do you have instead? How does Mordechai begin his davening? He begins just by screaming. Uvezet tavin al pipshuta. With this we can understand. Hine b'shas hazam, at this period of wrath, namar b'Mordechai v'yizak za'aka gedola. It doesn't say that Mordechai davened. It says Mordechai was beside himself. V'yir shushan navocha, right? Haman and Achashverosh are sitting down to make a toast. The city of Shushan is bewildered. They're so confused. Again, like these Pesukim in Yeshaya describe, like a drunkard who's drunk but not from wine, a person who's going through a state of utter bewilderment, as the Pesukim go on to describe here at the end of Yeshaya Parak Nun Aleph. And Mordechai also, the tzaddik, the God of Ador, you would think he should be the first one to pick up a sitter. No, he can't. He can't open the sitter. So what does he do? You know what you do when you can't daven? You at least scream out to Hashem. You cry out to Hashem. You let out a cry. Right? You say, Hashem, I don't have the words right now, but I'm in pain, and I want you to at least hear my cry. Isn't that the same thing that happened in Mitzrayim? When the Jewish people are suffering in Mitzrayim, right? And they let out a cry, they let out a scream, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears their voice. Mitzrayim, all the Svarim HaKadoshim, Sefer Chassidus explained. It was a Golas HaDibor. We didn't have the words. We didn't have that well-formulated tefillah. All we could do was scream out to Hashem. So Chavra, in a certain sense, Mordechai understood that. V'yizak za'aka gedola. He let out a shry, a scream. V'lo nemar shispal. Doesn't say that he davened. V'afilu ha'tza'aka lo nemar shitza'ak el Hashem Yisbarach. It doesn't even say that what? That the tzaka was to Hashem. He just screamed. He just let out a scream. V'alpi devareinu hanal. Based on what we've explained above. B'chachma asa. Shalo amar az nusach ha'tfilah. Mordechai knew exactly what he was doing. Mordechai was reminding Hashem of the fact that, look, I'm the God of the door, and even I can't daven. Even I can't figure out how to daven. B'chdei lahazkir lifnei Hashem Yisbarach she'ein koach biyadeinu afil l'espalel. I can't even daven. She'anachnu shikorim min ha'galus. I am so drunk from galus. V'im kein peturim min ha'kol. And therefore, I can't even defend myself. I can't daven, and if I can't daven, I can't try to relieve the weightiness, the pressure. Again, the Gemara said, when you're going through a hard time, daven. But without a base of mitzvah, I can't daven. I can't do anything. Now again, the point of this year is not to make excuses. That's not, right? So why do we learn B'nai Yisrael today? So if I've had a really bad couple of months of davening, so now you know why. And you should feel that's no big deal. It is a big deal. We have to figure out how to daven without a base of mikdash also. But at least we understand a little bit why we're living in a time where we're so mibubal. It's been 2,000 years since we had a base of mikdash. Of course it's hard for us to daven. Of course it's hard for us to concentrate during Shmona Esrei for a couple of minutes. It's hard. V'hinei b'sefer Yosef ben Gurion. Mivur nusach tfilas Mordechai v'Esther. We do find that in the Sefer of Yosef ben Gurion, we do find some type of text of the tefillah Mordechai and Esther, some type of, like quasi-midrashic work that has some type of nusach of what they actually daven. So they did daven. We see in the end that they did daven. Klal Yisrael did daven. Hine bevada hispalu, says the Bnei Yisrael, of course they daven. And we davened also. I also said Shmona Esrei this morning. But if you ask me, Moshe Tzvi, did you daven today? I honestly, I don't know. I don't know. Is that called davening? I mean, I did something before. I think it counts for something, I hope. But I don't feel so empowered by my davening. So they davened. Of course they davened. Aval zeh haya acher kach. But before they davened, Mordechai, the God of Ador, understood. First things first. Mordechai just screamed. Aval reishas ha'inyan asa Mordechai b'chachma. Lahazkir lifnei Hashem Yitzbach. To remind Hashem, we can't even daven. V'zeh ha'mavor b'megillah stam. V'yizak za'aka. V'lo namar ma'amar. Yes, the Midrashim, the other sources will fill in. Mordechai said like this, and Mordechai said like that. But the Megillah says, Mordechai just screamed. Mordechai didn't daven. He didn't have the words. V'hinei tiyam b'shasa gzera. And therefore we find at the end of the third parak, V'amelech v'haman shvu lishtos. Haman and Achashverosh sat down to drink. Esther also mishta yayin. And when Esther tries to what? To negotiate on behalf of Tal, it's also in the context of wine. And Vashti gets killed in the context of wine. So much wine, why? What is it hinting to? Hakol lahazkir hadavar hazeh meromim. When we read the Megillah, and we read about this party of wine and that party of wine, it reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know why our tefillos are so lousy bizman hazeh? It's because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore Hashem, if you want us to talk to you, give us the Beis HaMikdash. Remove Amalek from the world and give us back the Beis HaMikdash. V'niftri Yisrael, kol machbas din hashichras. We're drunk to the point that we shouldn't be held accountable for anything we do. Again, I'm not saying that that's halacha l'maisa. This is not a heter to do averos. But on a certain level, Hashem, what do you want? It's 2,000 years of galus. V'hinei rabosenu l'rames hazeh be'esa Yeshua. Tiknu b'moed hazeh shichros. And therefore, says Rava, Amar Rava, chayiv inish l'besume b'puraya adalo yada. Why do we drink on Purim? In a certain sense, however, it's the ultimate tefillah. The drunkenness replaces our tefillahs, right? The drunkenness, which exempts a person from tefillah, is the deepest tefillah. It's the most rebellious tefillah we could possibly daven. It's our way of saying to Hashem, we're davening to you by saying we can't daven to you, right? That's also a tefillah. People don't understand that. People think if I can't daven, so then, or if I'm angry at Hashem, then no, turn that into a tefillah. Turn your frustration into a tefillah. Share that frustration with Hashem. So the drinking on Purim is lezikaron. The din hashichras omdu lavosena bezmanahu liosam petur min adin. Hashem, you know why you saved Klal Yisrael at that time, even though we were unworthy? Because there was nothing we could do to save ourselves. You took away our base of mikdash. And we're like drunkards. That was after a 70-year galus, chaver, between Bayez Rishon and Bayez Sheni. This is 2,000 years. V'gam b'galus hachel hazeh, in this bitter galus that we're in now, yetze b'dimus mitam zeh. We should be judged as totally innocent for this very reason. Chaver, let's just do a drop more. U'v'zeh timsa tuv tam b'pasuk. And with this, we can explain a beautiful pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Navi says, "Ve'es tzara hi liYaakov u'mimena yivasheya." It will be a time of great difficulty for Yaakov Avinu, u'mimena yivasheya, and yet from it, Klal Yisrael will be saved. Ratzal Omar, mina es tzara ba'atzma tavo haYeshua. The way that tzaddikim explain this pasuk is that yes, there will be an es tzara for Yaakov, u'mimena, but from it, from the tzara itself, will be the Yeshua. What does that mean? It's going to come before Hashem. Hashem, look, galus is so difficult. And at any time that we've strayed from you, it's mavir al das kono, it's moved us away from being mindful of you, from our Creator. Right? Ve'es shichrus. And it's a period of what? Of drunkenness. Katnus hadas. U'petur min atfila. We can't even daven. Ve'im kein petur min akol. And therefore, if we can't even daven, then how can we be held accountable for anything? And therefore what? Because we're so stuck, and there's nothing we can do to help ourselves, so therefore that itself is a reason to bring the Yeshua. Uma matok lechech, how sweet it is to our palate. Lefi zeh, masha amru darshei reshumos. With this we understand what the Rokeach brings, that this word, umi mana, has the same letters as what? Ume haman yivasheya. What does that mean? Ratzalomar. Min Maisa Haman Ba'atzmo, Ba'ata Yeshua. From the intentions of Haman himself comes the salvation. Again, this is part of the paradox, the irony, the Vinahafachu of Purim. From the fact that what? That Haman got us so stuck, that itself creates redemption, that itself creates salvation. Ki Ba'osu HaPerek HaMelech V'Haman Yashu Lishtos. When Haman and Achashverosh sat down, right after Klal Yisrael was sold, right? And they're drinking L'chaims. The Gemara says the sale of a drunkard is a sale. The Jewish people were sold. And now they're sitting in the making of L'chaim, but all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down, and Hashem sees what? He sees Achashverosh and Haman drinking, and Hashem says, drinking. V'nizkar lifnei ha-makum kivyachol. It reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what? So many parties of wine. Ki eis shichris hulano. It was such a drunken time in our history. But that itself becomes the explanation for, you know what? That's why Hashem, that's why you need to help us. And because of that, we need a salvation. So therefore, says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Eis Sarah hi liYaakov. It'll be a really difficult time for the Jewish people. Umimena mehaman himself, Yivasheya, will come the salvation. So now, cover the final step. Why is the holiday called Purim? We asked at the beginning an unrelated, seemingly unrelated question. Right? Why do you name the holiday for the lottery? With this we can explain. Why is the holiday called Purim? Because of a lottery. So what? What does that have to do with this? This name is a great wonderment to us. Why would you name the holiday for something so threatening? But the truth is that that generation, because of our many sins, we deserve to be killed. V'yatzu b'dimus, and we were found innocent. We won the judgment. We won the court case. Mitam shichris, because of drunkenness. That because we were in such a state of gullus, we were putter. Mamish, completely drunk. V'hinei Haman mizera amalek hu das shabaklipa. Kom aleihem. So Haman, who represents what? The antithesis of das. Right, the negative aspect of Das, as the Svarim explained. Again, not going to go fully into what that means right now, but Haman's the opposite of Das. Me'osa, ha'po'el ha'yeshuos. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great worker of salvation, do? He'la b'libo shel Haman shi'asa davar al-yidei goral. Hashem put it into the mind of Haman to what? To have a lottery. What is the nature of a lottery? total randomness, right? V'hinei goral eino b'seichel. A goral, a lottery, is not with any type of seichel, or tam, any reason, any logic to it. There's no das. U'v'ze niskar l'melitza l'fnei based in shamala. Tam l'zakos es Yisrael. Shein begolis kishikorim below tam v'das. Again, the same way that Haman and Ahasuerus drinking reminds Hashem, wow, look how drunk Klal Yisrael is. Look how drunk they are. U'shechuras v'lo miyayin. That itself is a reason to save them. So too, when Hashem saw Haman making a lottery is something that has no das, there's no logic to it. Hashem looked at Klal Yisrael and said, wow, they're mamish without das. They have no das. Klal Yisrael, they can't think straight. Right? I have to look out for them. It was a further reminder in the Beis Din Shalmala to save Klal Yisrael because what? Because we can't save ourselves. We don't have the mental wherewithal after the Gullus to be able to save ourselves. V'zeh sha'amar sham, b'cholesh harishon hipilu pur lefnei Haman. Right? It says that the lottery was cast in the presence of Haman. What does it mean, lefnei Haman? V'lo namar mi haya hamapil apur. It doesn't say, who is the one who was casting these lotteries? Who was orchestrating the whole thing? Al karcha hu hahu disasim. Who is the one who is running the lottery? Obviously, the one who's unnamed here is none other than Hashem himself, the one who himself is hidden. Ratzalomar Hashem yisbarach hele belibo. Hashem put it into Haman's mind and Haman's heart to have a lottery. A lottery is without tam. It's without das. It's like a person who is drunk, who can't think straight. And therefore, it's a further reminder before HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the fact that the Jewish people, what? We were in a state of utter shechrus, an inability to think straight. And again, that itself is a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us. So when a Jew drinks on Purim, Adelo Yada, Ben Ar Haman Lebaruch Mordechai, he's really just reminding Hashem of this pasuk in Yeshaya. Hashem, look at us. We're in a state of aniyah. We're so afflicted. So Hashem says, Nusa daven to me. I can't daven. Why can't you daven? Because shechuras v'lo miyayin. I'm drunk, but not from wine. What do you want? What do you want from me? There's nothing I can do, Hashem. I'm stuck. I need your help. The only thing that can save me is you. And hopefully that awakens a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. And that's the scream. That's the scream of Mordechai. Right? That's why people sometimes yell when they're drunk. Right? Why do people yell when they're drunk? Because you can't daven when you're drunk. It's not just a halacha, you're not allowed to daven when you're drunk. Right? But it's an inability to formulate your words clearly. And that's a way of saying, Hashem, I can't even talk to you. All I can do is cry out to you and beseech your rachmanis. Okay, so chaver, this is a little bit of, again, a limud zchus for us, since we struggle with davening. Davening is a hard thing, so this is a little bit of a limud zchus for those who find davening to be difficult. It gives us a little bit of chizuk to know that it's a little bit okay, right? A little bit, it explains to us sort of the avoda of Purim and why drinking on Purim has a place. And again, it's a tefillah. This whole piece is really our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem, if you want to know why we're not, you know, doing better in Gullis, why we're not, you know, able to try harder, it's because we're like drunkards. We've lost our ability to think straight. But that Ad Delo Yada itself becomes the Yeshua. Eis Tzara Hili Yaakov Umimena, but from it comes the Yeshua. So when you read the Megillah and you hear all these stories of drinking and drinking and more parties of wine, and you learn the halacha, a person's supposed to drink on Purim, right, and you're wondering, why is Mordechai screaming as opposed to formulating tefillos clearly? The answer is, it's all one inyan. It's that inability to daven properly, which itself, in some ways, is the greatest tefillah. Okay? So we turn our inability to daven into our tefillos, and we hope that HaKadosh Baruch will have rachmanis on us, because we can't really have rachmanis on ourselves. Okay? It's a powerful teaching from the Bnei Yisachar.